This pandemic has really got the world by its short and curlies. It's a terrible time for many people. There's some that have profited from the COVID-19 pandemic legitimately, and then there are others through corrupt channels. Maybe there'll be consequences, maybe not. But this podcast is not about them. This is about us, the little people, the honest people, the tax-paying people and the law abiders, the citizens of this planet, and for many, custodians of our children's inheritance.
I wholeheartedly believe, and a lot of people told me that I was crazy prior to doing this because I had just decided to do it. But one of my, go-to sayings is to trust your mind. Your mind can carry you. Your body can do amazing, incredible things. You just have to make sure that your mental strength is up to par.
We've been sideswiped, knocked down, made redundant, forced into isolation, locked out of our world, and challenged in many ways to get up, make it better, and carry on. For many of us, the hardship isn't giving up a pedicure or a weekly appointment with a cosmetologist. It's bigger. It's severe, and it's threatening. It's threatening to our lives and livelihoods.
One man was above me telling me the helicopter's on its way, it's on its way, still smacking my face, and that's the first time I died.
This podcast is for you. It's about hardship. It's about getting up, moving on after you've had your legs taken from under you. It's about being kicked in the guts when you're down, right down, and about as far down as you can go. It's a conversation so far from my comfort zone, it was really hard to do. I did it, and I did it on purpose, because I wanted to share a story of courage that is inspirational. And I tell you what, inspiration and hope is what we all need, and we need now. She had her dreams shattered. She died three times. She was locked up in isolation. Attempted suicide. And then she decided that life was good and that her purpose was far greater than her suffering.
It gave me a new purpose. I didn't realize how many people I could touch, how many people I could help.
Join me next week for an intimate, hard talk. For me, a very hard talk. I found it very difficult to concentrate and digest what I was being told. But come and join me for my conversation with Mandy Horvath, who's an incredible woman whose story I'm so privileged and honored to share with you. For the podcast on your favorite medium, Anchor FM, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, or Spotify. Join me, comment, subscribe, but above all, digest what Mandy has to say.
There's so many things that humanity that could connect upon if we just could remember to be a little kinder. We're still human, you know?